Hey there, and welcome to the Do Life Big podcast. This podcast is going to be your jam if you want to live to your full potential and don't believe in half-assing anything in your life. If we want to do life big, that means we've got to get out of our own way because we only have this one shot to make it awesome. I'm your host, Kathy, and I'm a mom of three whose BFF is Cold Brew, a retired school teacher turned online entrepreneur and an author. I'm loud, bold, and will always keep it real. I'm determined to live my best freaking life possible, and I'm here to help you do the same. I'll be packing this podcast with tips, motivation, inspiration, and strategies to finally get you where you want to go. And we will have a ton of laughter along the way because, let's be honest, we can't ever take ourselves too seriously, right? I'm so excited you are here with me today. Now let's get this party started. Hey, my friend, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Do Life Big. I am so excited that you are here today because this episode is going to be really helpful for you if you're someone who lets fear and self-doubt stop you from going after the things that you want in business or in life in general. This is going to be for you. I see this happen time and time again with the students that I work with, and I've even gone through it myself in the past. And I want to be able to help you push through that fear and self-doubt and really go big, go after what it is that you want in business, in life, because I don't want anyone to get to the end of life, and I know you don't either, and look back and have these regrets about, man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have said that. I wish I would have made that change. I wish I would have taken that leap and into this new business or this new job, whatever it may be for you. And we can be our own worst enemies, and we can be the ones who are really self-sabotaging ourselves and stopping us from living this life to its fullest. And so, you know, one of the biggest myths that we tend to all buy into is that all the authorities, all the other entrepreneurs that we look up to are completely free of fear and completely free of having any kind of self-doubt. And it's simply not true. Here to tell you that it is not true. Here's the deal. Everyone who you look up to, they all had the exact same fears that you had. They just chose to take action and do it anyway versus letting it stop them and preventing them from going after what it is that they wanted to do. They got out of their own damn way and they just did it anyway. It's really you getting in your own way. And then the sooner that you realize that, the sooner you'll be able to build your business and life of your dreams, which you are so deserving of. And I know you're not living it the exact way that you'd like to be. And I know that you have so much more potential inside of you. But sometimes it can feel like we're trapped in our own little cage by our limiting beliefs and our internal negative thoughts that we have going on all day, right? It can really consume us. So how many times have you wanted to do something, but you've thought, you know what, now's not the right time, or I'm not ready yet, or who am I to even consider such a thing? That dream is too big. That goal is too big. That's too different from what I've been doing. Or, you know, even what if this just doesn't work out? How many times have you said those things to yourself right after you had a great idea to do something? Maybe you've said, hey, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to do this. This has been on my heart for so long, but, and then fill in the blank with whatever that is. It is time to stop self-sabotaging yourself. We are only here on earth for such a little bit of time. We are only guaranteed today in this moment. You cannot afford to continue to push the things that you want in life aside, or to push the dreams and the goals, the business, the relationships, the love, whatever it is aside. And, oh, you know what? I think I'll do that later. It's not the right time, because the right time is never coming. There is no such thing as the right time. So if you're someone who's sitting here saying, oh, you know, maybe I should just do it later on. Maybe when the kids are older, maybe when I have more time, blah, 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 whatever it is, you've got to stop, because you will be waiting forever if you continue to tell yourself that now is not the right time. The truth is, now is the right time. There's actually no better time than right now. The opportunity is right here. Other people are doing it. You can too. So I want to give you just a quick little tip, all right? Because this fear that you have, this self-doubt that you have that is stopping you from really saying, doing, and going after the things that you want in business and in life is really just produced because you're focusing on all the things that could go wrong, right? Am I right? I bet that if you can think of that one situation right now, that one thing that you wanted to do, that one thing that you wanted to say, that one change that you wanted to make, whatever it was, the reason why you didn't do it was because you started to fill your mind with all of these limiting beliefs and all of these bullshit self-sabotaging stories of, I don't really think it could work out. What if it doesn't work out? What's this person going to say? What's this person going to think? What if it fails? What if I look like a failure, right? That's exactly what happens because you're choosing to focus on all the things that go wrong. And listen, this is exactly what your brain is conditioned to do anytime any change comes into your life. Your brain's sole job is to protect you and to keep you safe. And that's why we will stay in the same relationships and stay in the same business and stay doing the same things, the same jobs from 9 to 5 every day, even if we're friggin' miserable, because our brain wants to keep us safe. And every time we have that little idea to make the change or to do something different, to break away from that and to break that vicious cycle of just mediocrity, we are telling ourselves bullshit stories and it's keeping us right where we are. And it's leaving us not feeling fulfilled. It's leaving us feeling like we should be so much further along. It's leaving us feeling like we're lacking that energy and that confidence and that happiness and that joy and that passion for life that we see other people living. And then we start to wonder, what is wrong with me? I want that. Why can't I have that? And so we've got to break away from this vicious cycle. We've got to find a way to stop listening to our self-sabotaging bullshit stories, because all of these other people who you're looking up to, who are living these lives where they're happy and they feel joy and they're successful and they feel like they have alignment in their life, they all had the same exact fears and self-doubts and thoughts in their mind too. They just chose to slam the door in the face of those limiting beliefs and do it anyway. And so that's what I want you to do as well. And like I said, it's choosing, that tip that I'm giving you is to, instead of focusing on all the things that could go wrong when you're trying to make this change or go after whatever it is that you want in life, it's different for everyone. I want you to instead take out a piece of paper. This is the teacher in me, right? Take out the piece of paper, take out the pen, take out the pencil. And I want you to write down, literally make a list of all the things that could go right. What if this worked out for you? What if it worked out for you in your favor? What could that look like? I want you to write all those things down and I want you to look at them and I want you to read them. And then I want you to fill your mind with those things. There's no other option. This is how it's going to work out. I see myself being successful. I see myself in a happy, thriving relationship. I see my bank account growing. I see the impact that I'm having on other people around me. What is it that you see when you see it working out for the best for you? And I want to tell you a little story here, because when I started my very first business 10 years ago, if I had written down on paper all the things that, if I had written down on paper all the reasons why it wouldn't have worked out for me, I wouldn't have started. And you probably would have looked at me and thought the same thing. Jesus, you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of making this work. Here's where I was 10 years ago when I had the idea to start my first business. First of all, I had gone to school to become an elementary school teacher. So I had taught for 10 years and I just wanted to be home with my kids. So I stopped teaching to be home with my firstborn, Landon. Time went on and we ended up getting ourselves into massive amounts of debt. We were sinking by thousands of dollars every single month. And we had depleted our entire savings account because we were living off of just my husband's income so that I could be a stay-at-home mom to Landon and Kirsten at the time. Now, they were only 18 months apart. And at this point in time, when the shit hit the fan, Landon was, maybe he was like 2 years old and Kirsten was like 6 months old. They were so little. And I was on the brink of having to go back to my teaching career. And I didn't want to do that. Now, there's nothing wrong with teaching. I always have to say this. There's nothing wrong with wanting to work when you have children. It's okay if you want to work and put your kids in daycare or hire a nanny. It doesn't even friggin' matter. Do whatever the hell you want. My point is that I'm trying to show you guys that I want you to do what you want and what is best for you and what's on your heart. And what was on my heart and what was right for me at that time was that I'd be home with the kids. Well, that all went to hell in a handbasket and I was going to have to go back to work until I found out that I could actually find a way to earn income from home. I could start a health and fitness business from home and do it in the cracks of momhood, do it during nap time, whenever I really wanted so I could be home with my kids. Now, I wrote down, if I wrote down on paper all the things of why this wouldn't work out, I could have written down all these things. I was starting a health and fitness business and I was 40 pounds overweight. Who is going to possibly listen to me and want to come to me for health and fitness advice when I look like a fat piece of shit right now and I don't take care of myself? Who's going to want that advice? How am I going to have success in this kind of a business when I am not at my goal weight yet? I don't have any money right now. How am I going to even come up with the investment to start this business? I have to run this business all on social media. At the time, I didn't even have an Instagram account, and I only used Facebook with my 200 friends to scroll and see what was going on every now and then. I never posted it. And now this business was going to be strictly on social media. I knew nothing about business at all because I went to school to become a teacher and had a master's in special education. So I knew nothing about that. Most of my close friends and a lot of my family thought that I would be wasting my time. My husband included thought that I would be wasting my time. So I didn't have the support. I did not know what the heck I was doing or what the hell I was even getting myself into. And if I had listened to all of those negative things and all of those reasons of why this wouldn't work out for me, you know, I don't have the time right now. I'm breastfeeding around the clock all night long. I'm getting no sleep. I want to be home to be with these two little kids all the time. Now I'm going to start a business. Well, how am I going to do that? I quit my teaching job to be home with these kids. Why am I going to now start a business? I don't want to all of a sudden now miss all this time with the kids, right? The list goes on and on. But the point is that I said, F that list. And I heard all of those in my mind. They all flashed in my mind. Trust me, the fear, what if this doesn't work out, flashed in front of me. What if I don't earn an income? When my husband said, you have 2 months to prove that this can be something or you got to go back to work. So all of these thoughts rushing through my mind, that and the fear of that and the self-doubt of, well, what if this doesn't work out? What if I don't earn an income? What if everybody was right? What if I am wasting my time? What if I do have to put my kids back in daycare and then I have to go to my teaching job and I'm going to be missing all these moments with my kids and I don't want that right now? Of course, all of those things flashed in my mind, all that fear. But you know what I did? I gave it a big middle finger, just like you should too. And I literally said out loud, no, I am going to be successful at this. I am going to build a successful business. I'm going to make this work. I am going to figure this out. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but I can figure it out because I'm a smart person and there are other people who are doing it. There are other people earning an income, changing their lives for the better. And I'm going to do that too. I am going to be home with my kids. I am going to earn an income doing this in the cracks of momhood. And I'm going to help other women do the same. And this is going to be one of the best decisions I've ever made for us, for our family. And I just am going for it. And I need you to think like that too. You have to fight it. Do you know how easy it would have been for me to listen to all of those negative reasons of why this wouldn't have worked for me 10 years ago? It would have been so easy. And if I had shown anyone that piece of paper with all the reasons of the pros and cons of why this would work or why this wouldn't work, the list of negatives would have been like overpowering to the bottom of the page. And you probably would have laughed and been like, maybe this isn't the right path for you, Kathy. You did go to school to get your teaching degree. Why don't you go use it? Because that's the safe path, right? You can get a pension and all that other bullshit. No. Okay. You have got to fight against this. Instead, look at that list. What if it does work out? Do you know what happened? Because I chose to focus on those things and I chose to give a middle finger up to my limiting beliefs and the self-doubt and any other person around me who didn't support me. I don't care if you were blood related or not. Do you know what happened? My entire life changed. We were living in Massachusetts at the time in massive amounts of debt on the brink of having to go back to work. And in under a year, I was earning a six-figure business in the cracks of momhood, part-time hours, working at my kitchen counter. That's what I was doing. I was working at my kitchen counter every day when the kids would go down for their naps. I'd work at night when they would go to bed. And guess what happened after that? We were able to pay off all the debt. We were able to finally see a growing savings account. The idea of me having to ever work for someone ever again and put my kids in daycare was no longer an issue and would never be ever again. We started to take family vacations. We started to be able to do more things with the family because now we had the money to do it. Then I said, screw this. I am not waiting until when people retire to move down to tropical paradise in Florida. I'm going to do it now. Because guess what? You're not guaranteed your health when you're 65 or whenever it is that you decide to retire. I'm going to do it now. And we put our house on the market and I moved away from my entire family and everyone and everything that I ever knew. I was 34 years old when I did that. And I moved down to our dream home here, down in Florida with my kids, and my kids went to school on a friggin' island with an ocean in the background. Like, the point of this story is that every day we have the choice to let our fears dictate what we do and don't do, what we say and don't say. And we have the choice to either put our middle finger up to it, slam the door on the face, and say, no, I'm going to choose to focus on all the things that go right. What if this does work out for me? I can see this working out for me. I want you to picture it working out for you. Trust me, everybody who is where you want to be, every single solitary person that you look up to and think, damn, how did they do that? Or damn, I want to be able to be there one day. I want to be living that kind of life. I want to have that kind of a kick-ass business. I want to have that level of confidence. Just know, none of them were exempt from feeling any kind of fear. None of them were ever exempt from feeling any kind of self-doubt or worry. They felt it, but they ran through it. They did it anyway. And so honestly, I use fear as almost my green light to go. Anytime that I feel any kind of anxiousness, nervousness, fear, a little bit of, ooh, like butterflies in my stomach, this is a little out of my comfort zone, that is my green light to go for it and do it. And I want that to be your green light too. And I would teach this to my students. I taught it in my first business to all the coaches on our team who are building health and fitness businesses at home to have more time with their family and to be able to earn a supplemental income for their family, whatever it was, whatever the reason was why they got into that business. I would tell them that that nervousness, that sick, almost like I'm going to throw up feeling is good. And if you feel it, that means that you 1000% need to do it. And if you don't ever feel that feeling, then guess what? I hate to burst your bubble, but you're playing too small and you're in your comfort zone. And it's time to get the frick out of the comfort zone because, God, this is a topic for another whole day, but you know this, nothing good happens in your comfort zone. There is no growth. And when you are not growing, life sucks. It's not fun. And we want life to be fun. You want to be able to live it to its fullest. You want to be able to reach your fullest potential possible. Well, you got to push yourself a little bit. And it's normal to feel that resistance. And it is normal to feel the fear. And it is normal to feel the self-doubt. But you're going to choose to focus on, what if this works out? What if this works out better than I could have ever imagined? And I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to friggin' do it anyway. Because guess what? Most people don't. And you're not most people. And that's why you're here listening to Do Life Big. Am I right? Yeah, I am right. So give yourself a pat on the shoulder for being here and actually listening and trying to work on yourself and improve yourself for the better. Because you know what? So many other people are consumed by all this other bullshit that doesn't even matter. And not you. You care about actually making a difference while you're here on this earth and becoming a better person and running a better business and being a better parent or better spouse or a better friend or whatever it may be, you actually care about that. But no more are we going to focus on the things that could go wrong. No longer are we going to sit around and wait for the perfect time, waiting for the fear to go away, waiting for the motivation to come, waiting for the confidence to kick in because it doesn't exist. It's now. It's now, baby. So go big or go home. And if you're someone who really wants to learn how to rewire your mind for success so that you can reach your full potential, just go grab my free workbook. It's called Think This, Not That. I'll put it in the show notes. You can go to kathyreuter.com/thinkthisnotthat. You can start to change your life. You change your thoughts. You change your life. It's a fact. So thanks so much for being here today. You know I love you. I think you're awesome. And I will see you the next time. Bye. Thanks so much for listening in. I really appreciate you choosing to spend your time here with me today. You totally rock. Hey, listen, if you love today's episode, go ahead and tag me on social and go share this with a friend right now. Like, do it immediately before the day gets ahead of you and you totally forget. Couldn't be more pumped to be on this journey with you guys. Go make today awesome, and I will see you the next time.